and carelessly in his pockets. His right hand was resting on the butt of a 45, the safety off. "I have come," the alien said, "as an ambassador at large, representing an empire that stretches halfway across the galaxy. I wish to extend the welcome of my people and to invite you to join our organization."
"I see." Some of the scientists got the impression that participation was compulsory.
"You will join," the ambassador said, blowing smoke through his nostrils. Circe could see Darig stiffen in his chair and bite his lip. Circe moved the automatic to a position where he could draw it easily.
"How did you find us?"
"OE ambassadors at large are each assigned an unexplored section of space. We examine each star system in that region for planets, and each planet for intelligent life. Intelligent life is rare in the galaxy, you know."
Circe nodded, although he hadn't been aware of the fact.
"When we find such a planet, we land, as I did, and prepare the inhabitants for their part in our organization."
"How will your people know that you found intelligent life?"
"There is a sending mechanism that is part of our structure. It is triggered when we reach an inhabited planet. This signal is beamed continually into space, to an effective range of several thousand light-years. Follow-up crews are continually sweeping through the limits of the reception area of each ambassador, listening for such messages. Detecting one, a colonizing team follows it to the planet." He tapped his cigarette delicately on the edge of an ashtray.
This method has definite advantages over sending combined colonization and exploration teams, obviously. It avoids the necessity of equipping large forces for what may be decades of searching."
"Sure." Circe's face was expressionless.
"Would you tell me more about this message?"
"There isn't much more you need know. The beam is not detectable by your methods, and therefore cannot be jammed. The message continues as long as I am alive."
Darig drew his breath sharply, glancing at Circe.
If you stopped broadcasting," Circe said casually, "our planet would never be found."
"Not until this section of space was resurveyed," the diplomat agreed.
"Very well. As a duly appointed representative of the President of the United States, I ask you to stop transmitting. We do not choose to become part of your empire."
"I'm sorry," the ambassador said. He shrugged his shoulders easily. Circe wondered how many times he had played this scene on how many other planets.
"There's really nothing I can do."
He stood up. "Then you won't stop?"
"I can't. I have no control over the sending once it's activated."
The diplomat turned and walked to the window.
"However, I have prepared a philosophy for you. It is my duty, as your ambassador, to ease the shock of transition as much as possible. This philosophy will make it instantly apparent that..."
As the ambassador reached the window, Circe's gun was out of his pocket and roaring. He squeezed 6 rounds in almost a single explosion, aiming at the ambassador's head and back. Then an uncontrollable shudder ran through him. The ambassador was no longer there. Circe and Darig stared at each other. Darig muttered something about ghosts. Then, just as suddenly, the ambassador was back.
You didn't think that it would be as easy as all that, did you? We ambassadors have, necessarily, a certain diplomatic immunity.
He fingered one of the bullet holes in the wall.
In case you don't understand, let me put it this way. It is not in your power to kill me. You could not even understand the nature of my defense.
He looked at them, and in that moment Circe felt the ambassador's complete alienness.
Good day, gentlemen.
Darig and Circe walked silently back to the control room. Neither had really expected that the ambassador would be killed so easily, but it had still been a shock when the slugs had failed.
I suppose you saw it all, Melly?
Circe asked when he reached the control room. The thin, balding psychiatrist nodded sadly.
Yeah, I've got it on film, too.
I wonder what his philosophy is,
Darig mused, half to himself.
It was illogical to expect it would work. No race would send an ambassador.